Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Since August 19th, a group of protesters has been camped out in Bronson Park in downtown Kalamazoo. Many of them are homeless. They're demanding better access to services and housing for Kalamazoo's homeless population. Here are some of those protesters.
My name is Faith Felichtra. Everyone here in Tent City calls me Turtle. I was born in Kalamazoo. I've lived probably about half my life in Kalamazoo. I have been out here on the streets, well, since end of March, beginning of April. It's hard. And with the lack of support from people of the city and from the shelters we do have that are supposed to help us, we're silenced. We're being forced to shut down and be told that we can't say certain things, we can't do certain things. And we look at it as this is our freedom of speech.
My name is Shane. I've been out here for a couple weeks now. I've been part of the protests since close to the beginning. All these guys here that are part of this movement, they're all family to me. This is my family. This place is a safe haven for all. A city commissioner, Sykes, she's right there by that bench, sitting on the ground. She believed in our movement so much she joined us out here, which is really nice. But the city official that was here yesterday and gave us options and then turned his back on us when we wanted him to hear our demands, that wasn't right. It wasn't right at all. I mean, we listened to him. The least he could have done is listen to us instead of turning his back and walking away.
My name is Chris Jackson. I was homeless one time, so I've been there and done it. But I'm just out here just to tell them there is hope. When everybody is trying to bring you down because you're homeless, always keep a positive mindset that things will be better.
On Monday, the Kalamazoo City Commission unanimously agreed to address the demands of the Bronson Park protesters. That came after City Commissioner Shannon Sykes-Nearing laid into her fellow commissioners at a meeting last week. Here's some tape we pulled from an MLive recording of that event.
The decision not to allow discussion on this was a cowardly move. That was a decision of cowards. Point blank. You can't have a conversation with our residents? Y'all ain't got time to talk about it? Ought to be ashamed.
Kalamazoo City Commissioner Shannon Sykes-Nearing, welcome to Stateside. And before we get into what was agreed to this week, give us some background. Just what sparked this protest back in August?
You know, this conversation around homelessness and displacement has been going on in Kalamazoo for some time. Many of the organizers who are organizing this protest were organizing back in 2012 and all the way back in 2007. And so, you know, Kalamazoo at one time was named one of the meanest cities in the country towards its homeless residents. And so ever so often we have our homeless residents have just had enough. And this just happens to be the first time that I was an elected official when this was going on. And so here we are.
So this protest is essentially organized by Kalamazoo's homeless population.
It is. I think this time it was sparked by a conversation that the city was having around decriminalizing some of our ordinances. And as we decriminalized some of the park rules around sleeping and whatnot, there were specific things that were strengthened, like how long you can sleep in the park without being in trouble, whether or not you can sleep at night or during the day. And some of those things were strengthened. So that's what caused or prompted protesters to come out yet again.
And earlier this week, the City Commission agreed to address the demands of the protesters. So exactly what has the Commission and City agreed to do?
So the protesters have offered us 5 demands. One of those we've already addressed because the first demand was simply that we as a commission talk about it publicly, talk about the issues publicly. And you know, unfortunately, we did not do that for a while. So happy to say we did have that conversation on Monday. So that demand has been met. The rest of the demands are things that while we may not be able to address them ourselves as a city, we can definitely be conveners in getting some of those things addressed. So we've committed as a commission to support our city manager, and we have directed him to do his best to reach all of the demands with the protesters.
Break down those demands for us.
The first one was simply that we would talk openly and publicly about the issue. The second one was that we would be willing to investigate our local Kalamazoo Gospel Mission, which is the only overnight shelter that we have here in the city of Kalamazoo. There are numerous alleged abuses that have occurred within that shelter. And from the homeless folks that I've spoken to, their feeling is that our police department has not been willing to investigate that. And so, you know, we have reiterated as a commission that we fully intend for our police department to investigate any criminal abuses coming out of the local shelter, and other abuses probably are not in our jurisdiction, such as ethical abuses and whatnot. After that, folks are asking for full access to mental health and physical health care. Unfortunately, a number of the people who are living in the encampment need mental health care, are without medications, or have physical health needs that are too extreme for them to be allowed to stay at the shelter. For instance, one woman has epilepsy, and that makes her too much of a liability for her to stay in the shelter overnight. And again, that's not something we do as a city, but that is definitely something that we can encourage our other organizations to support. Number four is they're looking for a building. They'd like building or a number of structurally sound houses to one another. You know, the city and the county have got a number of empty, dilapidated properties, and they're simply asking for one that's structurally sound so that they can, along with volunteer contractors, fix it up and have it ready for them to move in before the snow comes. And then finally, which is a much longer term goal, they're asking that we develop a housing first strategy for the entire city so that moving on into the future, we don't have these same sorts of gaps that occur within our homeless community.
All right, now I have to ask you about what we heard at the beginning of this interview. That was quite the tongue lashing that you gave to your fellow commissioners. So why did you feel you had to do that?
Oh, man. You know, because it's taken entirely too long for us to get to this point. I started my term back in 2015, and the very first meeting I had with my colleagues was in relation to gentrification, displacement, and homelessness. And I have been bringing these things up both publicly and privately for the last 3 years. There's good information out there, best practices that we can follow from other cities. But I've been really frustrated at the lack of willingness by my colleagues to really dive into these issues and address it. So when we got to the point that folks were protesting and sleeping on the steps of City Hall, I guess I was just really overcome by the absurdity of not even being willing to talk about it publicly.
So do you feel that action and your speaking out, do you feel like you helped move the needle on this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, sometimes it takes a little bit of tough love for people to move forward. And so, you know, by speaking up and bringing attention to this issue and afterwards sleeping in the park for about a week, you know, folks have come out to hear more. My colleagues and other members of the community, the homeless encampment is getting a good deal of support from our larger community. And the more people learn about this issue, the more that they realize that something has to be done. And I think their pressure was what led to my colleagues going ahead and talking about this and also being open to solutions.
Now, you just mentioned that you joined the protesters last week. Tell us, what was it about that experience that you learned that opened your eyes?
Oh, wow. Oh, so much. I think perhaps the biggest piece is seeing how far from the truth some of the complaints about the homeless protesters were. This is a group, they consider themselves family, and they organize everything from their meals, the donations that come in. They're organized. They keep a running list of needs. They support one another. They help each other take care of each other's kids. I'll tell you, there was one night that I was sleeping, and there's a gentleman living in the encampment, and his tent was right behind mine, and he is legally blind and has a very hard time moving around on his own. He's not eligible to go to the shelter because of his health conditions. And he had an accident in the middle of the night in his tent. He had defecated on himself. And numerous folks also staying in the encampment got up in the middle of the night to help him get up and cleaned off and changed into clean clothes and cleaned out his tent for him and laid him back down gently to go back to sleep. And those are the sorts of things you see over and over and over in this encampment. Folks showing up for one another, folks taking care of each other. And frankly, I think that we all have a lot to learn from watching this community and the way that they support one another.
Shannon, this protest seems like it's the result of some very long simmering and unaddressed problems. What is really at the root of this, in your view? Is it lack of affordable housing in Kalamazoo, an overall lack of respect for people who are homeless?
I think it's both. Our city has had a shortage of affordable housing units for years. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine who does research in this area sent me links to some old articles that show that the very first study we had in Kalamazoo about affordable housing shortages was in 1937. And so this is something we have been studying and talking about for decades, over and over and over again, with no real solutions. So I think that's one big piece of it. And then the other piece is absolutely a lack of respect for the homeless population. There tend to be stereotypes that say, you know, the homeless people are just people who don't want to work, who just want to, you know, get high and drink alcohol. And actually, we have folks living in the encampment who have full-time jobs, who go to school full-time, who are seniors living on Social Security, who are homeless for the first time in their lives, folks living on disability who just don't get enough to afford rent. And we've got to realize that these folks are people just like you and I, rather than demonizing them. And so I think some of the demonizing that has occurred has left us apathetic. And hopefully this protest helps to open our eyes to see that, you know, these are our neighbors just like anybody else.
Kalamazoo City Commissioner Shannon Sykes-Nearing, thank you so much for speaking with us, Shannon.
No problem. Thank you.